Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Minister urges farmers to expand coffee production. Stay with us to hear more and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is urging local farmers to expand production of the two distinct types of coffee grown in Jamaica, lowland and high mountain coffee, in an effort to reduce green coffee bean imports. Jamaica's world-famous Blue Mountain coffee is included in the highland type of coffee. The ordinary high mountain coffee is grown at elevations from 457 to 1,067 meters above sea level outside of the Blue Mountain region, while lowland coffee is grown at 305 to 457 meters above sea level. Blue Mountain Jamaican coffee is grown at altitudes ranging from 610 meters to 1,470 meters above sea level within the Blue Mountain range. Lowland and high mountain coffee is grown outside of the Blue Mountain range in parishes such as Clarendon, St. Catherine, Manchester, and St. James. Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee is sometimes mixed with other coffee beans to produce a coffee blend that is high in demand but fetches relatively lower prices.
Blue Mountain coffee is so valued that you have to just take 10 or 20% and mix it with imported green beans, and you sell that to the market as blended coffee, which is in tremendous demand.
The country imported just under 430 tons of green coffee beans valuing $1.74 million in 2016 for this purpose. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says the time has come for more of these beans to be produced locally.
We can blend the coffee, the Blue Mountain, with our locally grown coffee. Let me encourage you to use your resources to develop the lowland and the high mountain coffee across the length and breadth of Jamaica, where it can be best produced.
The Coffee Industry Board was established on June 2, 1950, under Chapter 64 of the Revised Laws of Jamaica to encourage the development of the sector locally and for the promotion of the welfare of industry stakeholders. The board provides the regulatory guidance in the growing, purchasing, sale, and processing of coffee. From these regulatory activities, the board collects assets used to carry out its operations. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the College of Agriculture, Science and Education CASE will be hosting a breadfruit symposium on Wednesday, February 8, on the grounds of the institution starting at 10 a.m. Come learn about breadfruit production, best farming practices, processing, and the local export marketplace. Email info@treesthatfeed.org or call 593-5291 to reserve your seat and lunch or for more information. Send your announcements to radio@gis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on GIS Radio. And now for our proverb of the day. Every day a fishing day, but every day no fi catch fish. Translation: every day is a fishing day, but not every day is a day to catch fish. And this means, reward does not always follow labor. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.